Chapter 8 Life with the Giants. Gimbella makes new clothes for me and teaches me some words in her language so I can talk to her. I learn that I'm in a country called Brobdingnag. Soon the townspeople hear of my arrival. The farmer's neighbour comes to see me and he's fascinated. The farmer is very proud of me. He puts me on the table.
"Sing for my friend," he says. "And do your little dance. He'll love that."
I sing and dance for the neighbour and he laughs. Then he has an idea. "You can make a lot of money from this small man," he tells the farmer. "Take him to the town. He can sing and dance for the people. They'll pay a lot of money to see him."
"Yes, that's a very good idea."
"No! It's a terrible idea. I don't want to go to the town with the farmer. I'm not an object of curiosity. I'm a respectable doctor, husband and father. Gimbella understands my feelings."
"Poor Gulliver,"
she says.
"I know you don't want to become a public spectacle, but I can't stop my father. What can I do?"
The next day we go to the town on the farmer's horse. Gimbella carries me in a special box with holes in it for windows. She puts her doll's blanket on the floor of the box, but I'm still very uncomfortable. Every time she moves, I fall around in the box and hit my head. We enter a tavern, and the farmer puts me on a high table with a sign in front of me. "See the incredible small man! He can sing and dance! Price, 1 piece of gold! A lot of people pay to see me. They wait outside the tavern door.
"Only 30 people at a time," says the farmer.
Gimbella stays near me.
"You can watch him, but you mustn't touch him,"
she tells the people. I sing and dance all day. Soon I'm very tired and my feet hurt. Gimbella and her father take me home.